Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight we talk about how so many people in the Lehigh Valley are looking around at their homes where they may have lived for 25 or 30 years and are faced with the dilemma of what do they do. Their children are urging them to do something. Sell your home, move to a retirement community, or move to a facility near to your children. But so many of us have lived in our homes for so long that we don't want to think about parting. It's not a decision that appeals to us. However, we in the Lehigh Valley are fortunate to have a program called Pathstones by Phoebe, which offers continuing care at home with all the services that one might receive in another facility. But the difference is that the services are offered at home. To help us take charge of our lives and learn about this relatively new concept are my guests this evening, Melanie Kohler, Executive Director of Pathstones by Phoebe, and she is a Lehigh Valley native who holds a Bachelor of Science degree in Healthcare Administration and a Master's degree in Business Administration. She is a Pennsylvania State Certified Personal Care Home Administrator. As Executive Director of Pathstones by Phoebe, she oversees the development and implementation of comprehensive programs and services to help older adults remain well, independent, and at home. And my another guest is Nancy Shelley, a lifelong resident of Lehigh Valley, who was educated at Cedar Crest College and Lehigh University, where she received degrees in English and drama. She has taught English, raised a family, worked in a retail bookstore, and in the Bethlehem Public Library. Her husband, a retired school principal, restored their 160-year-old home, which they describe as a disaster when they bought it. And the idea of leaving behind this beautiful home to move further from family and friends did not appeal to them. Nancy and her husband have joined Pathstones by Phoebe, and it is a pleasure to welcome Melanie Kohler, Executive Director of Pathstones by Phoebe, and Nancy Shelley, a member of Pathstones, to help us take charge of our lives on WDIY. Welcome to you both. I am so excited about this program because it is absolutely meeting a need that so many people are finding themselves having to face. We're growing older in our communities, and we don't want to leave our homes. We don't want to leave our friends. But sometimes we're faced with a decision and a dilemma that has no answers. But Phoebe is providing the answer. Melanie, tell us about Pathstones by Phoebe.
Good evening, Ellie. Thank you for having us tonight.
Well, it's a pleasure.
Pathstones by Phoebe. Let me start by saying Phoebe Ministries is really proud to offer the program. We're the first here in the area. And while the concept, continuing care at home, has been around for a while, we're the first in the Lehigh Valley to offer the program to the community.
And we're so glad that you're offering it, really. It's outstanding. Tell us more.
So our program is designed with the primary goal of helping adults to remain in their homes, to maintain their independence and their lifestyles, and to help protect their assets. So if something does happen and needs change, that care is provided and part of the program as well.
That's amazing. What does it entail? Now, Nancy, you are part of this program,
Pathstones.
Pathstones by Phoebe. How did you and your husband make that decision?
Well, it was a gradual process in the sense that my husband belonged to the United Church of Christ, which was the founding organization for Phoebe Ministries, and remembers that even as a child, he and his family went to Phoebe home to visit elder members of his community. We had previously purchased continuing care insurance, and the problem that I saw with using only that insurance was that it provided, first of all, a set fee, which could be paid out for help if you required it only after you had met certain specifications provided by the insurer.
What does that mean, certain specifications?
Well, suppose you said to the insurer, my wife finds it more and more difficult to dress and bathe herself. And I really am worried about the necessity to get down the cellar stairs to where the washer and dryer are. Also, I feel as if these health issues are becoming more and more of a problem for me. At that point, the insurer could say either that is a sufficient problem that we are willing to help you to find for yourself and pay to have those services provided in your home. The insurer did not find those services for you. The burden of finding them still fell to you.
So even though you had long-term care, it was your problem to find the appropriate care.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, how does Phoebe, Pathstones by Phoebe, differ from that?
It's a good example that Nancy brings up, because a long-term care insurance policy is designed specifically for a long-term care need. So if I have certain deficiencies in caring for myself, I'll need to qualify to receive that care, and I'll also need to qualify for them to pay for that care, which is what she's alluding to. So oftentimes you may need help, but your policy won't pay because you don't need help long enough or as much help as they expect. Pathstones, on the other hand, believes when an individual needs care, it should be provided. Because looking forward, if I can help Nancy do the laundry, maybe she won't slip and fall down the stairs and ultimately need rehab in a nursing home or care that is more extensive. The goal of Pathstones is to focus on prevention and support independence. So Nancy, she wants to do her laundry, God bless her. I'll help her, and I'll support her as much as I can to keep that goal in mind and to achieve that goal with support.
So that makes a difference. The long-term care is there if you need help and you find it yourself, whereas Pathstones by Phoebe says, we'll be with you, and if you need help, we'll be there to guide you and provide it for you. Is that correct?
That is correct. We provide the asset protection, so when the care is needed, we will cover those costs. We will also supply the advocacy and the support and guidance. Each member is teamed up with their own personal healthcare advocate, a wellness coordinator who knows them intimately, who they share information with, who understands my goals and then helps me to achieve them.
So you're really not alone. You're not left adrift with the long-term care insurance. While that has many assets, what you're saying is Pathstones by Phoebe provides personal consultation and personal support for each of its members. Is that correct, Melanie?
That is correct. Yes, ma'am.
And so that really you're not alone and you're not abandoned, but you have some support for what your needs are. What other services does Phoebe give you, Nancy?
Well, may I just say that Yes. Because we had been because we had purchased this long-term care insurance prior to our encountering Phoebe Pathstones by Phoebe, we were able to apply what we had paid into that program to our membership and ongoing expenses with path stones. And that reduced for us the necessity of the amount that we were going to pay into Pathstones for our ongoing program.
Now, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life. This is your host, Alana Barbara, and tonight we're talking about Pathstones by Phoebe, a relatively new concept of long-term care in your home, which Pathstones by Phoebe is providing with membership. And my guests this evening are Melanie Kohler, who is the executive director of Pathstones by Phoebe, and we're also talking with Nancy Shelley, a longtime resident of the Lehigh Valley, and you and your husband have enrolled in Pathstones by
Phoebe. That's correct.
Very good. Okay, so let's talk about some more things that Pathstones by Phoebe offers.
A wellness coordinator will do many things for a member. Perhaps a member is interested in a new therapy. Maybe they'd like to eliminate their high blood pressure medication and is interested in diet and exercise that can help that. Diabetes management is a very common condition that older adults experience. A wellness coordinator can help bring in the resources to help that individual perhaps manage their A1C levels better, lower their fasting glucose levels, and perhaps even eliminate medication control with diet and exercise.
And what about if a person would like to participate in exercise, let's say a yoga class or an exercise class? Pathstones by Phoebe provide help with transportation if they possibly don't have their own?
Yes, a wellness coordinator will coordinate the resources necessary to help the members achieve their goals. So they'll go out and look at classes. Also, maybe that's specialists. Maybe it's vocational. You're interested in utilizing your gifts to volunteer to community for engagement and for mental stimulation. The wellness coordinator goes out into the community and finds the resources and helps you to achieve your goals through coordinating those. I'll tell you a funny story. We even helped two members. They came back from vacation this summer and had bats in the attic. Not in the belfry, in the attic. And we went out and found exterminators to help them achieve extermination goals. So we're a local resource that helps with convenient tasks and coordinating resources. And then long-term, we also help organize, care for, and support services.
Well, it's so you enable people who are considering either moving from their house or looking for a long-term care facility or a retirement community. You are helping them to make a decision to remain in their own home, with supervision of their health, their interests, and anything that really will help them to remain comfortably and safely at home. Is that accurate?
That is correct. And if your needs change and the home is no longer, it just doesn't meet our needs anymore, the program provides for the transition from residence to maybe a personal care or a skilled nursing home and covers those costs as well.
Well, that is truly amazing, and we're going to talk more about Pathstones by Phoebe when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
Spread the word about your organization or business to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR News and locally produced music programs reaches thousands of locally engaged listeners each day. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable way to enhance your image and to provide information about your services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, call 610-694-8100, extension 6, or visit our website, wdiy.org.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobrow, your host. And this evening we're talking about a very specially fantastic program that is being offered in the Lehigh Valley to senior citizens and their families. And that is Pathstones by Phoebe. And we have, as my guests, I have Melanie Kohler, who is the executive director of Pathstones by Phoebe, and Nancy Shelley, who is a member of Pathstones by Phoebe. You and your husband are members.
That's correct.
Right. So let's talk more about some of the services that are available and coordinated by Phoebe. My understanding is that you have coordinated people who are supervising the care.
May I interrupt?
Yes.
To clarify?
Yes.
I think that supervision is not something which most people want, especially as they age, perhaps. Right. Let me say, instead of supervision, it is more likely to be support. You are uncertain how to navigate something. You are perhaps uncertain how to obtain services that you need. Direction in finding a physician. And I think in that respect, your wellness coordinator, each member, and in our case, we are a couple, that is my husband and I, and we have a wellness coordinator who can help us with those things. She doesn't supervise us. She gives us direction if we ask for it.
Well, I think I'm so glad that you made that distinction. I think that's very important. And what other services are coordinated by Pathstones, by Phoebe? During the break, you mentioned something, Nancy, about going to doctor's visits and not understanding what the doctor said or having forgotten what the doctor said. When you come out, when you're there, you're going, uh-huh, uh-huh, oh, yes, 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 yeah, big smile. But when you come out, you say, oh, my God, what did I don't remember what he said.
The reality, I think, for most people today is that if they happen to have adult children who live nearby, those children are working. They can't just leave their careers, or perhaps, as in the case in our family, there are young children and jobs. I can't call a family member and say, oh, I need you to take me somewhere and sit with me through a doctor's appointment and make sure you've asked questions or if I've understood what has been said. My wellness coordinator can do this with me if I request that help.
So your wellness coordinator will provide you with assistance and someone to be there, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Or she will be there herself?
Yes.
That's a possibility as well.
Yes.
So what we're seeing is, and what I'm understanding is, this is long-term care in your home with a coordinator who is really aware of all of the needs that you have and is willing to provide them, whether they are medical and whether you need assistance at a doctor's appointment or whether you need maybe you need transportation to an exercise class, there's a wellness coordinator that's there for all your needs. Melanie, is that correct?
That's correct. Our wellness coordinators are there throughout the aging process. Members are generally healthy and independent. If you don't mind, Nancy, I'll share. You just came from yoga.
Yes.
You know, our members are active, and they might need some guidance or recommendations to help maintain health and independence. And if their needs change, then we're there to provide that care, to monitor that care, and to supervise that care. But it's not just about health from a physical standpoint. We provide mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, vocational wellness. We look at a member from all angles and help to determine, do you feel satisfied? Maybe you're lonely. Transportation in older adults is a major concern, especially as we get out of the suburban areas. We have to consider how engagement is important, and we look at services to provide that. Maybe getting back to volunteering is important. So we look at a member from all angles and come up with a plan that meets their goals.
Melanie, if I may, and Eleanor, if I may, I cared for my mother. Before she moved into my home, she was in her own home. She was a widow. She did not drive. The nearest loaf of bread was more than a mile away. I could not leave my job to get her to her bridge game, to her doctor's appointments, to all the things that isolated, I mean, away from all of the things that isolated her. I think isolation can be a terrible problem for people as we age.
So Pathstones by Phoebe helps those who are enrolled to avoid being isolated because there's a coordinator, a wellness coordinator, and who is concerned about the needs of each of the clients that she has, each of the families that she has. Well, tell us more. You know, really very excited, and this is all done in your own home, and you don't leave. Well, how does one become a member?
Great question, Ellie. Membership is based on enrollment. You choose a plan. We have many different coverage options, but the idea of continuing care at home is a lifetime of care. So when you become a member, you are part of the Phoebe family for the rest of your life. Membership is based on age and the plan that a member chooses, and that will set the membership fee. So there's going to be a one-time membership fee. Those fees range between about $30,000 and $60,000. And that membership fee is money that will be used for your future care needs. There's also an ongoing monthly fee as well. And as Nancy alluded to earlier, some of our members have long-term care insurance and consider Pathstones a great mate to that program. It covers those coverage gaps. We provide services much more extensively than a typical long-term care insurance policy. Those who choose to use Pathstones and a policy often see a significant reduction on their monthly fee as well.
And their monthly fee to Pathstones.
Yes, and that monthly fee, by the way, doesn't increase as your needs increase. So today, we're helping members thrive and maintain health and independence, coaching, supporting, advising. 15 or 20 years from now, if a member found themselves in a nursing home, those nursing home costs would come to Pathstones, but the member would continue to pay that set monthly fee.
And how does one make contact with Pathstones by Phoebe and inquire to get more information?
We have a website, pathstonesbyphoebe.com. We also have a phone number, 610-794-6700. We offer educational seminars in the community. This is such a brand new concept for this area.
Yes, it is.
We welcome the community to come out and just learn about what continuing care at home has to offer.
When is the next seminar going to be given?
We actually have a seminar coming up next week, and that's going to be on Tuesday at the Holiday Inn in Easton.
And the date of that seminar?
Tuesday the 17th.
Okay, Tuesday at the Holiday Inn?
At the Holiday Inn, and you can find more detail on the website. But like I said, our seminars are ongoing. We have one at least once a week, and we go throughout the community. So if Easton, for example, isn't convenient, there's going to be a seminar the following week, and I believe that one actually is in the Bethlehem area.
So you have different seminars once a week in the various communities throughout the Lehigh Valley.
And the idea is to simply educate the community. There's no obligation, no fee to attend. And we welcome folks to come out to hear more about Pathstones by Phoebe.
And that's exactly what we did.
Exactly. That's how we met.
Oh, is that how you found out about the Pathstones by Phoebe? By attending a seminar?
Yes, I think my husband may have seen something in the newspaper.
We ran an article in the paper. Okay. It was actually about a year ago to the day that we met, Nancy. I remember it.
It's an anniversary.
Wonderful. Well, I think give the website once again, please.
www.pathstonesbyphoebe.org.
Wonderful. And so if you want more information, if you're available this coming Tuesday at the
Holiday Inn Estonia.
The Holiday Inn in
Easton, Pennsylvania.
In Easton. So that is something to be considered. And this is something that many people have wanted for such a long time, and it has not been available. Do you find it's meeting your needs, Nan?
Well, I think because we have joined in relatively good health and only fairly recently, we have not yet had to ask for a lot in terms of services. I think what drove us primarily was that we went and looked at other housing options, everything from a community of people over 55, independent cottages, apartments, whatever, to just plain apartments in the Lehigh Valley. And you made reference to the fact that my husband and I had spent a lot of time working on a 160-year-old home. That's our sweat equity in that place.
Yes,
I mean, we're not in any hurry to leave it, to move further away from our family, or to live in a place where someone sets a schedule for us.
So I want to thank you, Melanie Kohler, Executive Director of Pathstones by Phoebe, the only continuing care at home program in the Lehigh Valley, and Nancy Shelley, for helping us to become aware of the options that Pathstones by Phoebe, a continuing care at home program, offers to those seniors who wish to remain in their homes in the Lehigh Valley, and which offers assurance to their children who want their parents to be well cared for in their golden years. And you may contact and get more information for Pathstones by Phoebe at
www.pathstonesbyphoebe.org or by calling 610-794-6700.
And the coming up seminar on Tuesday at?
Tuesday, January 17th at the Estonia Holiday Inn in Easton, Pennsylvania.
And so we want to thank you so much again, Melanie Kohler and Nancy Shelley, for helping us to take charge of our lives on WDIY. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.